Hello, it is Eric Erickson here. It is the third hour of the program. I can't believe we're already here. The phone number is 877-97-ERIC, 877-973-7425. I have a confession. I don't know why, I don't know how, but every day this week I've been a day ahead. And I keep looking at my computer and I keep wondering, how is it Wednesday? It's supposed to be Thursday, and yet it is not Thursday. It is Wednesday, and it is throwing me off. I'm going to get to Friday, and I'm not going to show up at work, and people are going to wonder, where is he? You know, so when I was a kid, I grew up in Dubai, and our school was Sunday to Thursday. Sunday to Thursday. The weekend was Friday and Saturday. Muslims, the Friday is the Sabbath. Jews, Saturday's the Sabbath. Christians, Sunday's the Sabbath. Well, we lived in a Muslim country, so you're off Friday and Saturday. And it was the craziest, weirdest thing to come back to the States, having grown up over there from 5 to 15, come back to the States in the first couple of weeks. America's awesome. We have three-day weekends. And then finally, one day, we finally got filled in by our school that, you know, you got to come to school on Friday. Yes, we did. We did. I was thinking, man, we really do live in the greatest country on earth. You got a 3-day weekend. And now, of course, all the hipster wokes want a 3-day weekend or a 4-day weekend. They don't want to work at all. Someone who shouldn't be working, don't you like this transition, is Andrew Cuomo. He needs to be gone. The president of the United States, the leader of the Democratic Party, wants Andrew Cuomo gone.
I have a question for you on coronavirus, but first I'd like to start with the news of the day. Given back in March, you said that if the investigation confirmed the allegations against Governor Cuomo, then he should resign. So will you now call on him to resign, given the investigator said the 11 women were credible?
I stand by that statement.
Are you now calling on him to resign?
Yes.
And if he doesn't resign, do you believe he should be impeached and removed from office?
Let's take one thing at a time here. I think he should resign. I understand that the state legislature may decide to impeach. I don't know that for a fact. I've not read all that data.
Thinks he should be gone. Good. I'm glad that Joe Biden has been forceful on this, but it's not going to do any good. Andrew Cuomo, of course, is doubling down. He's attacking his accusers, saying no way. And, you know, the Democrats have a precedent here. Ralph Northam. I think we gotta pay attention to the pathway forward. I don't know that Andrew Cuomo can run for re-election in New York, and he suggests he's going to do it. There are a few things you need to know. My buddy Dan actually clued me in on this yesterday. He said there were three points that I needed to note in this. The Attorney General, Letitia James, who prepared the report on Andrew Cuomo, she wants to be governor. Cuomo is not going to resign because of the Ralph Northam example. And the legislature probably isn't ultimately going to remove Cuomo because lieutenant governor is even less woke than Cuomo. And they really want to go further left. But if you replace Cuomo and you have a guy who's not as woke as Cuomo, it makes it harder for them to go left. Although the new guy wouldn't have the political capital Cuomo has had in the past. Cuomo needs to go. But I mean, the reality here is that the report is striking and bad, and Cuomo's response is tone deaf to attack the accusers, to deny, and then try to pat himself on the back for his COVID handling with all the dead senior citizens. I saw, I think it was the Babylon Bee ran a story that Andrew Cuomo is rounding up his accusers and placing them in nursing homes. That should tell you everything you need to know about how people see. Cuomo needs to go, and he's not going to because of Ralph Northam. Ralph Northam is the governor of Virginia who appeared in an old yearbook from his medical school days. He was either in blackface or a Klansman outfit, and he won't say which. And he refused to resign and weathered the storm and then rehabilitated himself by moving to the left on gun control and abortion. And now the Democrats love him all over again. What Cuomo will probably wind up doing is going to the left as well and seeing if he can hold on over that. He will see if he can be a far left progressive, even though it's not in his character, and get them to rally. Now, the problem for him is Letitia James. She is a popular black attorney general, progressive, who went after Donald Trump. The left loves her. She's probably going to now enter the primary for governor. She's got to wait a little while because then that gives Cuomo this chance to say, well, this is political. She's got to ride through impeachment. The Speaker of the House in New York has said Andrew Cuomo needs to go. The Speaker of the House in New York says that Andrew Cuomo needs to be booted. And he's a pretty popular, powerful Speaker of the House in New York, to my knowledge. They will probably push this into the state Senate for an impeachment trial. But there's the other Cuomo as well. And we should talk a little bit about Chris Cuomo. Here's a little part of Chris Cuomo's show on CNN from last night.
So what did New York City do? It's going to be the first major city in America to implement a policy for proof of vaccination in many indoor settings, indoor dining, fitness centers, entertainment venues. It's going to go into effect in about 2 weeks, and it will be enforced beginning September 13th. Why not put it into effect right away? Frequently asked question, takes time. You have to let businesses prepare. And this is what they decided to do. Now, are there questions? Absolutely. What will enforcement look like? How do you enforce it? What are you going to do? Do they call the police? Do you expect private businesses to do it themselves? And what does this mean for parents who have kids who aren't of age yet for the shot? Are they no longer allowed in restaurants? Can they not go into these different locations in the city? What will that mean for tourists coming from other countries? Now, before you go too far down that road.
We don't even need to go further down his road. CNN's Chris Cuomo made it an entire hour completely ignoring the serious scandal surrounding his brother, not to mention a revelation about how he aided his brother. A report from the New York Attorney General's office concluded that Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed 11 women. Cuomo put out a lengthy statement denying the allegations from these women. One of the many stunning revelations from the report is that his brother Chris Cuomo of CNN appeared to have helped draft his February 28th statement responding to the first few allegations. Cuomo opened his show by covering the COVID-19 pandemic and speaking with former Surgeon General Jerome Adams, followed by a segment with CNN's Harry Enten on a poll showing who Americans blame for the COVID surge. He also did a segment criticizing the pandemic leadership of Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, and a segment highlighting the most vaccinated state in America, Vermont. His final segment addressed the serious issue of suicide following the tragic news of two more officers who were part of the January 6th response dying by suicide. John Berman, who filled in for Anderson Cooper, and Don Lemon on his own show both covered the Andrew Cuomo scandal. So, Chris, we learned from the Attorney General's report, participated in the damage control sessions with Andrew Cuomo, even offering advice on what Andrew Cuomo should say and how he should navigate it. And he chose to use his show on CNN last night to attack the governor of Florida. Couldn't address the Andrew Cuomo stuff. He's conflicted out of it. When does he step aside from CNN? How does CNN give him a pass? Now, I got to tell you, Brian Stelter on CNN, you know, he's the reliable sources guy. He actually put out just a ridiculous tweet earlier in the day about how, you know, Chris Cuomo, he was very reasonable in how he did it. Is very reasonable. Really? This is Brian Stelter's actual tweet. On the air, Chris has sounded protective of his brother at times, bitter about the political warfare at other times, and detached from it at other times. Overall, I'd say he sounded realistic about life as a member of his famous political family. Can you imagine Brian Stelter on CNN and his coverage of Chris Cuomo if Chris Cuomo was at Fox News and had done the same thing? Can you imagine how he would cover it if Chris Cuomo were at Fox News? He is relentless. He is relentless. Oh, and by the way, he helpfully chimes in. Chris Cuomo didn't say anything about his brother on CNN Tuesday night, but anyone listening to his daily radio show on Sirius XM has heard his feelings in recent weeks. He's been stealing himself for the AG report. Really? Can you imagine what CNN would be doing right now if Chris Cuomo were on Fox News? How the heck does they keep him on the air? How do they do that, doing an actual news show? Chris Cuomo, remember, I've told you before, Roger Ailes one time told me Chris Cuomo wanted to be Alan Colmes on Hannity and Colmes. He wanted to replace Alan Colmes with himself. He wanted to be the partisan Democrat liberal who would go after Sean Hannity, and now he's the objective newsman, and it's very clear he's got an agenda. It's very clear he's left of center. It's very clear it's his worldview. It's very clear it's his advocacy, and it's very clear he uses his platform to attack Republicans, including Ron DeSantis, in the lead up to 2022 and 2024. How would CNN respond if he were on Fox News? The fact that you and I both know they would be making it a lead news story and attacking Fox News's ethics, and now they're giving Chris Cuomo a pass, tells you they don't really have a problem with Fox News other than Fox News is beating them in the ratings. The phone number here is 877-97-ERIC, 877-973-7425. Going to the phones, going up next to Andrew calling in. Andrew, welcome to the program. Oh, it's taking you. The phone call screening system is running behind on firing up the phone calls today. It's been so long. There we go now, Andrew. Welcome to the program.
Hello, sir. Love your show. Love it. It's the most factual-based show I ever hear.
So. Thank you.
I just have a couple of points, and they're all about what you've covered today. One, they're all sort of sarcasm on the hypocrisy. Why do we believe Cuomo's accusers and don't believe Biden's? Why is it such a tragedy that the D.C. police committed suicide, and how come they're weaker than the Portland or Seattle or Chicago or all the other fired people that got attacked during the riots? And then the third comment is, whatever happened to all that stimulus money, why couldn't those tenants save that money for the day the moratorium ran out?
You know, let me focus on this last one for you, because you raise a really good point with it. The fact of the matter is a whole lot of people have set out on unemployment for the last year and a half, and they made more money sitting on unemployment than they made going to work with the federal bonus. They didn't want to go back to work because they were getting the federal bonus, and they never bothered to pay their rent because they knew they would not be evicted. It's time to evict them. There have to be some consequences. On the Biden stuff, yeah, the Tara Reid allegations. The big difference is that there was an attorney general report in New York with 170 some odd witnesses and 40 some odd thousand pieces of documentary evidence to review. Big freaking deal there. The Tara Reid stuff, I was always a little bit skeptical on it. It just sounded too good to be true. But certainly the media wanted to dismiss it. It's very much like the media wanting to dismiss the Hunter Biden stuff. All the NPR ran a big story on why you're not going to hear them cover the Hunter Biden allegations, and it turned out they were true. It tells you everything you need to know about the American media. They're totally, I mean, none of us need it told to us. We already know it. They're in the tank. But it is striking how much of the media can't avoid it when a popular progressive attorney general in New York turns on Andrew Cuomo. They all do as well, because frankly, the dirty little secret is members of the media, they would prefer the governor of New York be a little more woke as well, because they're woke. And now they got a chance to get rid of him. The problem, of course, is if they get rid of him, he's going to be replaced with someone even less woke than himself. So maybe he just rides it out and doesn't seek re-election. Maybe that's what's going to happen here. And the Democrats, of course, will still say, but Trump, but Trump, but Trump. And hey, we can point out you people have a history of just turning a blind eye to these sorts of creeps in your own party. Welcome. It is Eric Erickson. The number is 877-973-7425. I'm sorry. I've got this headline just threw me for a loop. Somebody just sent it to me. This is an analysis at the Washington Post. Democracy dies in the darkness. Democracy dies in darkness. This is their actual analysis of what Biden did with the eviction moratorium. I kid you not. This is the headline. Biden's novel evictions defense. Maybe it's illegal, but it's worth it. After days of his administration suggesting it couldn't do this legally, it did anyway. And Biden isn't really trying to put a good face on that either. Early last decade, then President Barack Obama and Congress were in a standoff. Obama wanted Congress to pass long-failed comprehensive immigration reform, but allies called for him to do something himself. His repeated response, I can't. I'm not a king. I'm not an emperor. The old constitutional law professor wanted to force Congress to do things the old-fashioned, more robust way. But when Congress continued to stall on these issues, he did something himself anyway, twice. He deferred deportations for groups he had said he didn't have the power to protect unilaterally. The lesson of this apparently weren't learned by his vice president, Joe Biden, and Biden's new administration. Or if they were, the lesson was apparently that it was a gambit worth repeating. And it's a heck of a way for the country to do business, and Biden arguably took it even further than Obama. Y'all, this does set precedent. It sets precedent. The Biden administration is doing something it out of the gate says it thinks is unconstitutional, and the media praises it. The next Republican is going to do something similar. And of course, the media will scorn it. And in the process of scorning it, will discredit themselves. It's like the mayor of Washington, D.C. I don't know if y'all have heard about this, but the mayor of Washington, D.C. was filmed or photographed maskless inside at a wedding, not eating or anything. She was just there. And the Washington, D.C. liberal press corps, including the Washingtonian magazine, defended her. Brianna Keeler on CNN defended her. Said, oh, she was at a party. She was eating. Actually, there was no food in front of her. And her guidelines said the only exception to being masked inside is if you're actively eating or drinking. And she wasn't. And the press corps went and defended her. Kudos to the Washington Post for calling her out today, saying she was a liar and violated her own restrictions, and shame on the press defending her. Kudos to the Washington Post for doing that. But it's absurd that we are in these situations where the media is trying to protect the mayor of Washington. And now you got Biden having the wagons circled around him by a press when he says it's unconstitutional, but he's going to do it anyway. That is absurd. One of the other things Joe Biden did yesterday is he came after Ron DeSantis for his handling or lack thereof in Florida, as the Democrats see it. Well, wait until you hear Ron DeSantis' response. It just happened. I've got the audio when we come back. Welcome back. The phone number, if you do want to be a part, is 877-973-7425. I want to go to the phones. Patrick is calling. There we go. Patrick, welcome to the program.
Hey, Eric, how you doing?
Great.
Okay, real quick. you really sparked a memory yesterday talking about critical race theory. And it went back to as far as 88 in some schools. Is that correct?
In law school in particular, in the late 80s, that's really where critical race theory started getting its movement and feet.
Wow. Okay. Well, it made me think of a caller that Rush had, and I'm going to say it was 10 years ago. And the lady, she said, and you know, Rush, and he's talking about the kids and all that stuff. We've got to get them and his books and all that stuff. Anyway, she said, you're too late, Rush. We already got the kids, and you'll never get them back. And that's what I'm afraid is happening right now.
I remember that call.
It also brings me back to a memory of, hello, the original Russian flag. or the Soviet Union flag. Creeping cancer of communism persists, and that's who the Democrat Party is. That's all I know.
Listen, Patrick, let me just say this, and I appreciate very much the phone call, that we got a real problem in our academic institutions, and you know where the biggest hotbed of the stuff is now? It's not actually public schools. I realize public schools get the biggest focus, but it's not actually public schools that are the biggest problem here. It is private schools and corporations. The wokes have invaded white private schools. Now, why white private schools? They've invaded the white private schools, predominantly white private schools, because that is where the future business leaders of America tend to be. Rich parents send their kids to private school, and the wokes have had to go. I was talking to a buddy of mine the other day about his school in the Atlanta area, and he is having to go through woke diversity training at his private school. And he's had to read Ibram Kendi and Robin DiAngelo, the two of the biggest grifters in this. And he's learning how in his private school that if he demands of kids their work on time and uses objective standards, that he needs to understand that that's part of white privilege. And he says he doesn't have a black kid in his class. And well, maybe he will this year. But he's deeply frustrated by the level of indoctrination that his administration is going through. And, you know, it's not just his school. I've heard from multiple private schools in Atlanta. Holy Innocent, the Episcopal School in the Atlanta area, and a number of the others, that they've gone hyper woke among the administration. That they're building panels of minority students. They're holding whites only and blacks only meetings across private schools in Atlanta. And it's not just Atlanta. It's across the nation. It's happening in Ohio. It's happening in Texas. It's happening in Florida. It's happening in California. And the wokes are targeting the rich private schools because they want to indoctrinate those kids who they view as most likely to be going into the Ivy League and academic institutions and then into the Fortune 500 where they can continue the indoctrination process. Yes, they're doing it in public schools. They are absolutely doing it in public school. In Cobb County, Georgia, near where I live, they are with gusto doing diversity and inclusion. And you notice they're not calling it critical theory anymore. They're calling it diversity, equity, and inclusion. Gwinnett County and Cobb County, Forsyth County in Georgia, they've gone all in on critical theory. They've just changed the name. And they're essentially telling the parents that they're too stupid to know it. In Dallas, Texas, they're doing the same thing. The Carroll Independent School District, the parents revolted. And threw out the school board members who were backing critical theory. One school district over in Dallas, Texas, they're making up for it and with gusto teaching the white kids they're oppressors and the black kids that they're always perpetually oppressed. You know, speaking of, this is not an ad for Patriot Mobile, but the CEO of Patriot Mobile, he and his wife were in the group that mobilized parents in the Carroll Independent School District to fight back against critical theory successfully. He and I were actually talking about it. And he was telling me one of the things they did, of all things, is they started printing a newspaper. A newspaper. Delivering it for free throughout the district to people whose kids went to the district just to educate them on what was going on. The wokes are coming for everything. The wokes are fundamentally out there trying to tell your kids that they're bad, that the white kids are oppressors. It's seeping into churches. Y'all, the racial reconciliation stuff devoid of the gospel and gospel message in the churches, it is deeply destructive telling a black kid they can never get ahead. The, you know, so we've got the parody. I'll play it. Man, the number of people who keep requesting me to play it, I'll play it. The civil rights anthem is "We Shall Overcome." Critical race theory tells them they will not overcome. And the indoctrination of students being preyed upon by essentially grifters who are making money off this stuff. And the changing standards, the whole idea, by the way, If you ask any of the leading people who came up with the idea of critical theory, even they reject the idea that having objective standards, being on time, having to show your work, that that's part of white supremacy. Even they reject it, and yet that's what is now being taught in diversity training in the Fortune 500. We talked about Kroger yesterday, how Kroger fired two employees who were Christian elderly women who refused to wear the rainbow flag on their uniform to support Pride Month, and Kroger fired them, wouldn't give them a religious exemption. They've sued. It's not just them. The federal government, the Biden administration is on their side against Kroger. Going woke, these Fortune 500 companies. You don't see the white CEOs giving up their jobs to non-white, non-male employees. No, what they're doing is they're trying to virtue signal to protect themselves. They're coming in and out of corporations and schools and churches. And you know, this is the perfect time to play the woke hymnal.
Introducing the hymns of a new generation, the Woke Jesus Hymn Book. It includes old favorites updated to modern sensibilities like Jesus Loves They.
Jesus loves they, this I know, for the drag queen tells they so. Little ones to Zer belong, they're oppressed and he's an ally.
And that old favorite, Jesus loves the little children.
Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black, not white, they are precious in their sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world.
And who could forget that longtime favorite, Kumbacha, my lord.
Kumbacha, my lord, Kumbacha. Oh, lord, Kumbacha.
Or the Civil Rights Anthem, now reflecting critical theory.
We shall not overcome. We shall not overcome. We shall not overcome any day.
And of course, that classic progressive Christian tune, Imagine by John Lennon.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try.
Order now while supplies last.
I just, the feedback on that, we Ben did a great job putting it together for us. The woke hymnal. All right. Ron DeSantis is firing back at the president. Joe Biden basically said he wished Greg Abbott in Texas and Ron DeSantis in Florida would just let the healthcare workers work and stay out of their way instead of letting people die. Ron DeSantis, just a few minutes ago, fired back at Joe Biden.
Why don't you do your job? Why don't you get this border secure? And until you do that, I don't want to hear a blip about COVID from you. Thank you.
Oh, you know, the border situation is getting out of control. In McAllen, Texas, the government officials in McAllen, Texas say something like 13% of the illegals they've rounded up and detained there are positive for COVID, and the number's going up. It's spreading. And the Biden administration is not doing anything to help. It's not a good situation at the border. Notice how it's mostly gone away, though. The media is doing their best to not cover the border situation. And it's just, it's spiraling out of control now. The Biden administration won't do anything about it. They claim they're doing something, but they're not turning people back. They're not closing the border. You know, it's the craziest thing. Democrats want you to have to show a vaccine passport to go into a business, and yet they want illegals to just come across the border. We got a porous border. National security and public health are intersecting at the border, and Biden is failing on all accounts. He's flat out failing on all counts to deal with public health and national security at the border. And now he's instead blaming Greg Abbott and Ron DeSantis, who are actually trying to do something. Now, they're not saints. They're not perfect men. And, you know, the virus is spreading pretty significantly in Florida. But it's spreading even more significantly more rapidly per capita in a place like Louisiana, where I'm from. The hospitals in Louisiana are so full. Our Lady of the Lake Hospital in Baton Rouge, the capital of the state, is saying they have no more space in the hospital for COVID patients. They're having to turn people away. You don't hear the media talking about that one, do you? No, you don't. You don't hear the media talking about the big spread in New York, do you? No, you don't. You hear them fixated on Florida. Chris Cuomo, who cannot talk about his brother, is bashing Ron DeSantis. Why is that, do you think? Because of 2024. If Ron DeSantis had a D next to his name and was doing everything exactly as he's currently doing it, the media wouldn't say a word about it. You know, in terms of deaths and hospitalizations, Florida's middle of the road. It's not out there. And you know what the big reason in Florida is? It's tourist season. People are taking their last summer trips before they go back home to go to school. Disney World, the beaches, Miami, they're overwhelmed with tourists right now. Could DeSantis be doing stuff differently? Yeah, maybe he could. But it's not a governor's fault. He's been out there an active champion of getting the vaccine to people. And by the way, the death toll, the hospitalization rate in Florida among the vaccinated, it's not out of control. But the media is addicted to fear. They're addicted to attacking Republicans. They know Ron DeSantis is the front runner right now for the GOP in 2024, assuming he gets reelected. They're going to do everything they can to stop him from getting reelected and short circuit his rise in politics. They're doing it if they can. I don't know that they'll be successful. He's still pretty popular. They've got one poll out in Florida right now. They're making him, he's behind Charlie Crist. It's one poll that doesn't have a good track record of polling in Florida, and they're turning it into a monumental story. I don't think it is. Isn't it amazing, as an aside, how so much of the media is continuing to run political stories based on polls that got 2020 so wrong, and they're still running stories saying, we don't know why the polls were so wrong, but hey, here's a new story based on polling. Bad journalists, lazy, that's what it is. They're not really bad, they're lazy, and the laziness is making them bad. What is good is Patriot Mobile. I mentioned the CEO of Patriot Mobile. This gives you an idea of the character of the man who runs this company. He and his wife rallied the opposition to critical race theory in the Carroll Independent School District in Texas. They helped fund the campaign to drive off the school board members who were advocating it. And they run the cell phone company and they want your business. Good people, solid Christian conservative people. They share your values and convictions, and they take their profits of the company and they use them to support pro-life and Second Amendment causes. What more could you ask for? In a day and age where all the corporations you got to give your money to are woke, you got the option of a cell phone carrier that shares your values and funds causes you support. Now, how do you roll over to Patriot Mobile? You know, it's actually pretty easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/Eric. They can port your phone number. Your existing phone number can be rolled over. They can get you set up with their service. You can use, in a lot of cases, if you've got an unlocked phone, your existing phone, including like I do, your iPhone, works fine. You can get data. You can get cell service. They can save you money. If you're a first responder, if you're a veteran, they give discounts. If you got a multi-line household because you got a lot of people on your account with phones, they can save you money. You go to patriotmobile.com/Eric. Switching is really easy. patriotmobile.com/Eric. Or you can call their U.S.-based customer service center. 972-972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT is the number. Or go to patriotmobile.com/Eric. Roll over to Patriot Mobile. Use a company for your cell service that supports your values, that has your back. You have their back. You don't have to boycott anybody. You're just switching to a company that does share your values, and you can sleep well at night knowing that you're supporting a great company and they're providing you top-notch service and great savings. This headline. So I'm headed to Vegas in a few weeks, and we'll have to make sure Philip doesn't get into any trouble like this. this is why we got to bring somebody else to the payroll so we can make jokes about somebody else. Here's the headline from Slate. What did I say earlier about websites that just traffic in clickbait? They monetize clickbait and outrage. This is the headline from Slate. I've made a truly terrible mistake with a condom and a vacuum cleaner. I don't even want to click through and read what the mistake is. I just don't. There's just no way. My goodness gracious. I got a story for you. So full disclosure, I have a lot of friends who have set up chicken coops for eggs. They're not cooking the chickens. They're using them for the eggs. Now, I will tell you, my wife has had friends give her fresh eggs from their chicken coops, and she says 100% they do a far better job when it comes to making cakes, that her pound cake tends to be fluffier, less likely to fall. There's just a taste and texture difference that fresh eggs really matter out of the chicken coop. A lot of friends have gotten into this. Well, here's the story. The boom in raising chickens, according to this is the San Francisco Gate food section. The boom in raising chickens led to an estimated 400% rise in sales at Mill Valley Chickens. Owner Leslie Citron told the Associated Press in December 2020. Citron said at the time that her phone was ringing off the hook and sales had not slowed down. First-time chicken owners made up the bulk of her customers in 2020. Similarly, Biofuel Oasis in Berkeley, California, told the San Francisco Chronicle that when shelter-in-place began, they not only sold out a chicken feed, but chicken heaters and waterer sales increased by 500%. But now it seems the gloss of raising chickens has worn off for some hobbyists. Some rescue organizations are reporting they're being overloaded with unwanted chickens. One animal advocacy group in Chicago said it could no longer accept chickens because they already had too many and that their vet bills are tremendous. Another research group in New Jersey also had to stop taking in the birds. The rescue said it doesn't typically get any chickens, but now had 20. As recently as Tuesday, a San Jose, California Safeway store confirmed that a group of 5 live chickens in a cage were abandoned in their parking lot, perhaps from a regretful chicken owner. The chickens were eventually picked up by someone, said the employee of the Safeway. But the issue isn't necessarily the hens, as Alta Journal recently reported. The problem can lie with the roosters. With one animal sanctuary director telling the news outlet COVID had been a disaster for backyard chickens. The number of requests we get to take in unwanted roosters has nearly doubled. Cockle that, learn to cook. Chop his head off, wring his neck, pluck the feathers, and cook the bird. It's a delicacy in France. Oh, well, maybe not. An oops rooster is often the result of an unsuspecting first-time chicken keeper. Those who purchase their chickens purchase chicks from hatcheries, and it's difficult to tell. My goodness gracious. Take care of your chickens, people.